Listening for identity, body, gender, and the longing to become high. I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we enter one of the most sensitive ministry conversations in the American spiritual landscape: identity, body, gender, and the longing to become. For many people today, identity is not received. It is constructed. The body is not always seen as a gift to be received with gratitude. It may be experienced as a problem, a limitation, a canvas, a prison, or a project. Gender, sexuality, technology, self-expression, and spirituality can become deeply connected. This topic includes post-gender thinking, queer spirituality, transhuman identity, and the Christian understanding of the body. These conversations require more than slogans. They require prayer, humility, courage, patience, and careful listening. A Christian leader must not begin by turning a person into an issue. The person in front of you is an image bearer. That person has a story, a body, a family, wounds, desires, fears, hopes, and eternal significance before God. In American ministry settings, you may meet someone who says, "I am becoming my true self." Another person may say, "My body does not define me." Someone else may say, "Technology will help humanity transcend biology." Another may say, "The church hurt me, and I will not let anyone tell me who I am again." Listen carefully. Behind these statements are often deep questions. Who am I? Can I trust my body? Does God see me? Can I be loved? Can I become whole? Can I escape pain? Is there a future for me? The Christian leader listens for the altar. What is treated as ultimate? Is it authenticity, self-definition, freedom from limits, technology, desire, social recognition, safety, control, the body, escape from the body? Christian ministry must answer with both truth and tenderness. Scripture teaches that human beings are created by God as embodied souls. We are not machines. We are not self-made spirits trapped in meaningless matter. We are living persons, created male and female in the image of God, fallen and wounded by sin, and invited into redemption through Jesus Christ. The goal of this topic is not political combat. It is faithful ministry. Do not mock. Do not panic. Do not argue as though the person's whole story can be reduced to one label. Do not pretend that Christian truth is unclear, and do not use truth as a weapon. Instead, listen deeply. Ask permission-based questions. Stay within your role. Protect dignity. Use scripture with wisdom. Pray by permission. Refer when needed. In Christ, identity is not erased. It is restored. The body is not discarded. It is destined for resurrection. The person is not a project. The person is an image bearer whom God calls to redemption, holiness, and hope.